Suspected space junk is believed to have crashed in the Pilbara region of Western Australia on Saturday afternoon. The debris was found on fire and lying in the middle of a dirt road. Maeve Groom asked Associate Professor Alice Gorman, space archaeologist at Flinders University, how this space junk was found and what exactly it is.
So it sounds like there were mine workers on their way to work or, you know, coming off shift, something like that. They're driving along a remote road near the Newman mine and they see smoke and they see a big black object lying in the middle of the road. And it's about 1.5 metres in diameter. It seems to be burning, so they know that something is going on. And that was how it was discovered.
Is it common for pieces of a rocket to break off when launched? Assuming this rocket was launched from China, how did it end up in Western Australia?
Well, when rockets are launched, there's a number of points at which things are discarded. So rockets are usually multi-stage. The first stage fuel tanks will drop off before it even leaves Earth orbit. And some of these are now recyclable. They managed to get them to land back on Earth. The second and third stages will drop off before orbit or in orbit. And in this case, it was a four-stage rocket. So the first three stages fell back to Earth, probably burnt up. And the fourth stage went into orbit around Earth after it had released about 12 satellites. So when objects are close to Earth, they're subject to atmospheric drag. The atmosphere heats as the sun goes around the Earth and it expands and the friction pulls objects back in until they fall back to Earth. And most of the time they're completely incinerated because the temperatures are really high. But the really robust material that fuel tanks are made out of, titanium alloy, stainless steel, which are also often insulated with carbon fibres, as this one was, they can land on the ground, more or less intact. This happens a lot, but most of the time people don't see it and they don't always find the rocket bodies or the fuel tanks so soon after they've actually landed, which is what happened in this case.
Would you expect that other pieces of space junk will be found in other parts of the world, perhaps from this rocket launch? Who is legally responsible when space junk lands on another country's territory?
Well, firstly, from this rocket launch, no. This fuel tank that came back is likely the only bit that's actually going to hit Earth, which is kind of good news. But there's an international treaty that governs how all of these things are treated. The Outer Space Treaty of 1967 says that the launching state, China in this case, owns all of its material that it puts into orbit. So it still legally owns this fuel tank. So this means that the Australian Space Agency now has to talk to China and say, kind of, what do you want to happen? If in landing it had caused damage to anything, then China would be liable to pay for that damage. But it doesn't look like it did.
And in regards to this international treaty, is the vast amount of space junk orbiting Earth from, I guess, rockets, satellites being tracked in any way? This one obviously landed in a remote area, but could space debris ever pose a safety risk upon re-entry if not properly monitored?
So there are instruments on Earth, telescopes, observatories that are tracking space junk all the time, but they can't see everything. It has to be above 10 centimetres to be visible to our instruments. And we have lots of gaps. We don't know where everything is. And we don't geographically always know what's passing overhead. So the good news is that lots of people are working on knowing where all the space junk is at any time. But orbits are actually quite unpredictable, so you don't always know where or when something might get pulled back into the Earth's atmosphere. The good news is most of the planet is actually sea or areas of land with low populations. So there is a small risk to cities, towns, populated areas. But so far, it's been pretty rare for any property to be damaged. And the last time a piece of junk hit someone was in 1987. So people shouldn't get too alarmed just yet.